Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am your MC today. I am Prophetess Yvonne, founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. I'm here to MC the show today. This is Voice of Truth's second anniversary. We are so glad to be a part of that. Minister Lane Jackson has been with us for the 2 years plus 2 years plus 2 years, and we pray that she's with us for two plus two plus two plus two plus two plus two, infinity times two more years. Amen. So go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that we're live and on the air. It is going down. Amen. We have a powerful speaker today, so you want to make sure you tell everybody they want to listen. I said this is the preacher's man this side of heaven. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get along with our show. Quick announcement. I don't want to forget it. I know we'll get started and I'll forget, but I want to remind you of our conference call. Our conference call is this Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. This Friday, the call-in number is 605-475-4000. The access code is 494670#. That's our conference call for this Friday. That's the number, the access code. We will have a priest word, and then after the priest word, we'll open up the lines for prayer requests. Everybody on the line will receive prayer and or a word from the Lord. God has been doing miracles, signs, and wonders. You don't want to miss this. Oftentimes, we don't have time to open up the lines for prayer on the radio program, but on the conference call, everybody can get in. It holds up to about 1,000 people on that line, so you don't have to worry about not having the opportunity to get in. You'll be able to get in, so tell your name, tell your friend. And when we open up the line, you don't have to tell us your name, just tell us where you're calling from, and we're going to pray for everybody on the line. There's a miracle of nothing flowing in the air. There's a miracle of nothing flowing. If you want to make sure you get connected in Jesus' name. Okay, I want to make sure I get that announcement. I want to thank you, amen, for calling somebody in advance. Without further ado, we're going to bring in our Elder Askew. She's going to do our opening prayer. And after that, we will have Minister Michelle to do our scripture reading. So, Elder Askew, you're live and on there.
Praise God. Gracious God, we want to say thank you for one more year, Lord. Thank you for one more day. Gracious God, you cover us all night long while the blood still running warm in our veins. We want to say thank you. Oh, gracious God, for giving us another opportunity, God, to see a day that we'll never see no more. We want to thank you, God, Father, lying down on last evening. Holy God, you didn't let death knock on the door last night, Lord God. You know, God, you didn't let the thief come on and knock on the door even last night, Lord. Oh, Father God, I want to thank you, God, for the life, health, and strength right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for giving us a mind to see and go out in the house of prayer one more time. Oh, gracious God, while the blood should have run warm in our veins. We want to thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, yeah, how he gave his life, huh? That we might have the right, huh, to the tree of life this evening. God, we want to just thank you. Thank you, Holy God, for Ministry Lane, in the name of Jesus, having a will, mind, and a mind, and go on in your name, we pray. Give us strength out in Jesus' name, we pray. Check out, Holy God, everything in your name. Everything, oh, God, can be contrived to your will to see it. We have you to touch out.
That's right now, Father.
Holy God, in your name right now, we realize, Holy God, without you, without you, God, we can do nothing. But Holy God, with all power in your hand, Jesus, I'm not trying to make any of any kind, but send your word out this evening, oh God. Oh, bless you, God, let it go out in the highways and byways and compel them to call in Jesus' name. Let it stir up the everlasting mind in Jesus' name. Let it bring fear in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let it bring fear. Oh, God, that they will make say, what must I do? What must I do to be saved in Jesus' name? Take the drug away in Jesus' name. We pray, Jesus, the whole mongrel spirit, take it away in Jesus' name. Have your way. On this line, we pray. Let this word, caught up to you. Not stay on the line today, God, but send it out Oh, my. So they run into the highways and the byways and compelling them come. Send your blood over the highways, I pray. Oh, God, and Jesus said, you're so wonderful, you're so kind. Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus. And another year you gave Elaine an anniversary. In Jesus' name we pray. We will say thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you, Elder Ashley, for that awesome prayer. Amen. It's getting hotter here. You ought to feel that Holy Ghost fire now. We just going to get hotter. You ought to call somebody, text them, TiVo them, Facebook them, Twitter them, tell them to join this gospel train. We're going on down. At this time, I'm going to bring in Minister Michelle, who's part of the WOW team also, for our scripture reading. God bless you, Minister Michelle. You're live and on the air.
Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Psalms 145, 2 and 3. It reads, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. I read Psalms 145, 2 and 3 out of the King James Version. May the Lord add a blessing, and readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you, Minister Michelle. These women are part of the WOW team, the Without Walls team. Amen. We just thank the Lord for them. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to get the word of God. Amen. Everybody listening, you are in for a treat. This is my best half, my better half that's preaching. I call him the preaching man this side of heaven. I call him Mr. Worldwide. Amen. I'm going to introduce the song, present to others. None other than our speaker of the hour, Pastor Joseph
Rao.
Pastor, you're live and on the air. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess. I'm just in awe of the fact that Minister Elaine would select me to bring the bread of life on this most special day. Minister Elaine, we just all are proud of you. We are so thankful for what God is doing in your ministry. And we just thank him for this being your anniversary day. We just know that God is not through with you yet. Your best
Amen.
Is yet to come. Amen. Yes. We just thank God Amen. For you, and we just know that the paper has just been torn off. You're brand new. Amen.
All
so
right.
We're excited. We are excited about what God is doing. We thank God for Elder Askew for that awesome prayer that she brought forth, and Minister Michelle, that powerful scripture. We're just excited. We're just going to, without further ado, go ahead and get right on into the message for the day. I'm going to be speaking just a few moments today from the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah, the first chapter. I'm going to begin at the first verse. I'm not going to read all of those scriptures. I pray that you know the story about Jonah. If not, I'm going to just paraphrase, and for the sake of time, just go on, and because I just believe that this word is going to touch someone on today. Amen. So we just want to go ahead and get right into it. Jonah was called by God to warn Nineveh about his judgment on that city for their sins. Because we know that Nineveh would later become the capital of Assyria, a very wicked and brutal and immoral nation. Amen. I want you to know that not every time that God calls you to do something is going to be all warm and fuzzy. Amen. The thing that he had asked Jonah to do was a hard thing, because this place, Nineveh, was where wicked people were. And how many of you know that God, when he called you, how many of you know that he equips you to do what he called you to do? I know that God knew that Nineveh was not a good place. How many of you know that he picked Jonah because he felt that Jonah was able, he knew that Jonah would be able to carry out the mission. But I come to tell somebody that God has a whole lot more confidence in us than we do in ourselves at times. Hallelujah. Jonah ran away from God's call. He refused to deliver God's message to Nineveh for fear that they might repent and spare God's judgment. I mean, you know that there's sometimes people really don't want you to get saved. Oh, y'all better hear me today. I said there come a time when God has chosen you to speak to somebody, hallelujah, in order to and for them to get it right, to turn their lives around. But I want you to know that everybody that's smiling at you don't mean you're good. I come to let you know that sometime you will find out that a smile is just a frown turned upside down. Hallelujah. You see, Jonah did not want God to have mercy on any nation but Israel, especially not in Assyria because of what those people were doing there because of their wickedness. But I want you to know that God can turn things around. It don't matter how bad a person is or how bad a place is. I come to let you know that God can turn things around. Hallelujah. It don't matter what people say about you. It matters about what you answer to. Oh, glory to God. You see, Christ has called the church to fulfill an even greater mission task than that of Jonah, to go out into the whole world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God has called all of us to go out and tell somebody, hallelujah, tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody? But how many of you know that we find ourselves backing up when it's time for us to witness or to tell somebody that God and Jesus saves, and we find ourselves being particular about who we want to talk to, who we want to witness to? But I want you to know that God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. See, like Jonah, many churches have little interest in missionary work. They are concerned only with building their own kingdom. Good God Almighty, at home. How many of you know that God wants us to help those that are on the mission field? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when Jonah was given the commission to go to Nineveh, how many of you know that Jonah, good God Almighty, went to Tarsus? He went as far away from the east and the west as he could get from the call that God had called him to. He went in the opposite direction. Do you know anybody, hallelujah, that you know God got a call on their life, but instead of doing the things that God has called them to do, they find themselves doing just the opposite? Oh, can I give a witness on this line today? Hallelujah. But how many of you know that you can run, but you can't hide? I don't know what it is today that God has called you to, but I want you to know that you can run as fast as you can, but I want you to know there's no place that you can hide from God. If he calls you to a work, how many of you know that you got to do it? It don't matter where you go, that call is still on your life. Hallelujah. God sent a great storm. They was on this ship. And God sent a great storm on the sea, on the Mediterranean Sea, in order to persuade Jonah to obey his call. How many of you know God will allow trouble to come your way? Hallelujah. If he have called you to do a thing, and you find yourself, good God Almighty, doing just the opposite, if God has to, he will create a problem for you, good God Almighty. Besides, because of Jonah's disobedience, I want you to know, thank you, Jesus, that the lives of the sailors that was on that ship were in trouble. If we are not fully committed to God and his will for our life, our family and others will suffer as well as us. I want you to know that when you disobey what God called you to do, not only are you putting yourself in jeopardy, but you're putting your family members in jeopardy as well. I want somebody to know today, if God called you, he will equip you to go and do the work that he called you to do. It's time for us to stop backing up on the things of God. If God tells you to go west, my child, you better go west. If he said go east, then you might as well hitch up the wagon and go east.
Hallelujah. I'm glad today to know, hallelujah, that if God calls you to do a thing, that he's able to equip you to do it. He is not a God that'll send his children out, hallelujah, ill-prepared to do what he called them to do. You see, Jonah was fast asleep, the God Almighty, in the bottom of the ship as the storm began to blow. While the sailors were in great danger, God's servant was sleeping. How many of you know that there come a time when the one that God has called to lead you out of trouble will find themselves sleeping? Oh, sleeper, I'm telling somebody today that they're going to sleep on the call that God has called you to. Somebody is sleeping when they should be preaching. Somebody is sleeping, God Almighty, while they should be reaping. Y'all don't hear me here on this line. Hallelujah, that today some within the churches are asleep and unconcerned, even though all around them people are perishing spiritually in the storm of life. Oh, somebody need to hear this today. Hallelujah, there are churches more concerned about picnics. Y'all don't hear me today. Some are more concerned about picnics and they are about winning souls. But I'm going to tell you today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and it's time for us to be involved. Our Father's business, as Jonah was asleep, trouble was all around him. I want you to know today that there is trouble brewing, hallelujah, and if we don't wake up, if you don't wake up soon, you're going to be consumed, hallelujah. I'm glad to know today that if you just obey God, I want you to know that slow obedience becomes disobedience, so you might as well make up in your mind that you're going to go on and do what God said. I'm going to move on for the sake of time. Hallelujah. In chapter 1, verse 17, it talks about how God provided a fish. Hallelujah. Perhaps a whale to save Jonah's life. God miraculously kept Jonah alive for 3 days in the stomach of the fish. I want you to know today that God has placed somebody, hallelujah, in a place where it seems like trouble, but God is trying to protect you. This God Almighty, I want you to know it don't matter how bad it looks. Sometimes God will place a hedge around you just to let folks know that he's got your back. Y'all better hear me today. Somebody needs to know what seems like trouble to you is God trying to protect you. So God had Jonah in the belly of his whale for 3 days. Hallelujah. You see, unbelievers in the world and false teachers in the church have rejected this miracle, calling it fiction. However, Jesus regarded this as the same, hallelujah, as the same illustration of how he was resurrected on the third day. Y'all better hear me today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, it was a miracle, hallelujah, that God has kept us this long because some of us intend on disobeying God. When he finds a way to resurrect our lives, he finds a way to give us another opportunity to do what he has called us to do. I'm glad to know that even inside the fish, he found himself still alive, crying out to the Lord. I don't care how bad it seems, Father God, if you can just open up your mouth and tell the Lord, thank you. Lord, I thank you for saving me. I know there's trouble all around, but you're still in the saving business. Well, the God Almighty, although he called himself to be as good as he is, the Lord heard his prayer and spared his life. Somebody need to hear it today. I don't care how bad it seems or how gross it looks. God is still in the saving business. I'm talking to that truth. everybody I know today. Hallelujah. Test them good. I don't care how bad it looks. Don't you dare throw it down. Because the God we serve is able to deliver you. Hallelujah. Just like he delivered Jonah out of the belly of that fish. I come to let somebody go today. You need to stop trying to read the whole story. I come to let somebody go today. And if you would have the God on changing hands, that we think you may go for a night, but yes, it's going to come in the morning. I said, sure, it's going to come in the morning. Get ready, get ready. Get redemption God now. I know, God, that you disobeyed God the first time. You disobeyed God the second time. But how do you know that we serve a God that will give you three chances? We serve a God that will give you four chances. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've made up in my mind that whenever God called me to go, send me, Lord, I'll go. Send me, Lord. Hallelujah. Tell me what you want me to say, and I'll say it, Lord. Speak, Lord. Let me know what you would have me to do. Somebody, tell the sound of my voice. Have their eyes, have their eyes. But I come to tell you today, you can help, but you can't hide. There's no hiding place that God can't find you. There's no hiding place that God won't be able to find you. You might as well, hallelujah, you might as well make up in your mind that what God called you to do, you might as well be able to do it. Because for God we live, and for God I die. Lord, whatever you want me to do, hallelujah, send me, Lord, I'll do it anyhow. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad for what happened to me. Hallelujah, somebody under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah, be honest. Been running for your life. But I want you to know that God will save your life. Hallelujah. If you would just surrender and do your first work over here. I dare you today. If you would just surrender. Hallelujah. Think about how good God's been to you. Hallelujah. God's been better to us. We don't know ourselves, but yet we find ourselves running from the call. We find ourselves running from what he's called us to do. But I'm trying to tell somebody today, stop your running, child. Hallelujah. It's time for you to dig in. Hallelujah. Dig your heels in and begin to do what God called you to do. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you today for giving us a mind, hallelujah, to do what you want us to do. Father, I thank you right now for those that's been running all their life. There's somebody been running for 50 years. Hallelujah. I come to give you good gospel news. There's a reason that God has protected you all these many years, because he still wants you to do what he called you to do. Somebody has been running for 40 years, good God Almighty, but he still wants you to do what he called you to do. Somebody been running for 30 years, but God, hallelujah, hadn't forgot about it. Hallelujah. He'll want you to do what he called you to do. 20 years, he'll want you to do what he called you to do. God, I'm glad that you're still in control. There's nothing nothing. Too hard for you. There's nothing, child of God, that God won't do. So my God shall supply. Yes, he will. All of your needs according to his riches and glory. Somebody need to know today, hallelujah, that you can run, but you can't hide. I heard somebody say, you know, I was once, that God called me a long time ago to preach the gospel. What I want you to know, hallelujah, that he still calls, and he's still waiting for you to do what he called you to do. He hasn't forgot about your labor of love. He hasn't forgot, hallelujah, what he called you to do. Oh, God, I thank you right now. I thank you that somebody under the sound of my voice today, hallelujah, is going to put the car in reverse. Somebody under the sound of my voice is going to stop running. They're going to stop running. Hallelujah. Somebody is going to recognize that this is the day, hallelujah, of the first day of the rest of their life. And they're going to get it right. I said they're going to get it right. Oh, God, I thank you right now for letting us know that we can run, but we can't hide. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for building a hedge around us all these many years. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This day, I've made up in my mind that if you send me, Lord, I'll go. Hallelujah. If you send me, I'll go, Lord. If you tell me what to say, I say it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, hallelujah, for ministry lane, being obedient unto your call. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she did not forget the things that you call her to, that she's still about her father's business. Oh, God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, that she recognized it don't matter when you start, as long as you start. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for her. Hallelujah. I ask that you continue to bless her, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up the windows of heaven. Pour all the blessing, oh God, that she had not room enough to receive it all. In Jesus' name. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for the ministry that you've given her, oh God. Oh God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. We praise you for it. We thank you. Hallelujah. That this word, hallelujah, somebody, God Almighty, is going to grab hold with a dog, hallelujah, with a bulldog grip, and hold on, hallelujah, and begin to do the works that you called them to do. Hallelujah. My time is done. I thank you for yours. I'm going to turn it back over into our MC, my best ass, Prophetess Javon Brown.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that awesome word. We are almost out of time, but we want to throw it back over to the person that we are all honoring today, Minister Lane. We are so proud of you. We thank the Lord for what he's doing in your life. Why don't you just keep on doing what God has called you to do. Stay on the wall, as Nehemiah said. Why should I come down and tend to you? Stay on the wall because you're doing a good work.
Amen.
I want you to be
amen.
I'm going to turn it back over to you. Amen. Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful word from the Lord. We want to go ahead and do the invitation right quickly. If you are not saved, if you would say this prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, change your life today. For Jesus, amen. Find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible, begin reading it, and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook, amen, and let me know you're welcome to the body of Christ. Also, I want to take the opportunity to thank everybody, giving honor and glory to God, giving honor to Pastor Joseph Ryle and Prophetess Ryle, who is the president and founders of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, and to the Wild team, I want to thank each and every one of you. I want you to know that I love you. Thank you for supporting me through all of this year with all your love and all of your prayers. I also want to thank all of the listeners all over the world who has been a part and supporting and listening every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. And I want to say to Pastor, amen, the word that I received today that was ministered into my life today, I do plan to apply that to my life daily, amen, on my walk and on my journey and on my commission to do the work of the Lord. Thank you all again to the Wild team. I love you. Be blessed. To all the listeners, be blessed. Have a great week. Know that God loves you and I love you. Tune in next week at the same time and the same place with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries.